Hi, Roy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing good. It's Friday, so I'm happy. I hope you get to enjoy the weekend every now and then.
Nope.
Yeah. Aww. Every now and then. Okay. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I see that you've been talking here with Mark, and I know he does a good job explaining the outline of the program. And in fact, he was requesting a new in business rate for you. So I see 2 years in business now. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So, just looking through some of the detailed notes that he had sent over to me. So I see you're keeping it within a 50 to 60 mile radius from Seattle, where you're based out of.
Yeah. And we also wanted the Spokane area, up there too, if possible, but
okay.
That's just because we're moving a shop up there.
Oh, you are? Oh, wow. When's mm-hmm. that happening?
We're hoping within the next 6 months.
Within the next 6 months. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll be moving the shop from where you're at in Seattle to Spokane? Is that what's going to
we'll
happen?
No, we'll be opening a new
open
shop
in
Spokane. Yeah, we're just going to open a new one there.
I'll tell you how you can do that too. So, okay. And then you're doing residential, commercial, and
that's correct.
Let me see here. I want to take a look at a couple of things here. Everything electrical, EV charging stations, all of the above, installs,
yeah,
upgrades,
EV,
troubleshooting,
solar panel, everything. Yeah.
Nice. Wow, kind of like a one-stop shop, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if I can give you a suggestion for the Spokane, okay, what I would recommend is once you have your shop there, okay, because you're going to still have the one in Seattle, right? So it's like you're opening up a new location.
Yeah.
I would suggest waiting until you open up that location, and then we can get you verified, okay, for that specific location. Because right now, if I'm looking at the map, and correct me if I'm wrong, Seattle to Spokane, I mean, we're looking at about over 200 miles, right? Like almost 300, if I'm looking at the map.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the only way that we could even target that far, okay, is if we were doing the Google Guaranteed program, because Google Ads won't even reach that far. They'll only go up to 100 miles. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't even be able to reach that distance even with Google Ads. Now,
okay.
the 50 to 60 miles, we can definitely do the Google Ads, or I don't know how you feel about Facebook advertising. Are you familiar with Facebook ads and how they work?
Yeah, I am, but I don't think anybody uses them, do they?
Well, let me tell you, Roy, how Facebook ad works. And this is just to kind of give you your options, right? I know me personally, if I'm looking for an electrician, it's an urgency, right? What's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Google.
Yeah.
You know, because it's now. I need it done now. You know, especially if you got little ones in the house, you know, the refrigerator, like you got to have that thing going. And just anything else to run the house. Okay?
Okay.
So Facebook ads, what they do is they retarget. If someone has performed a search on Google for an electrician, but they didn't call you, as soon as they go to their Facebook page, what they're going to see is your ad pop up. It's going to retarget them. So those ads can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. They do have a good conversion rate, right? But, you know, it's retargeting is basically what they're doing. Okay, so it's like that constant
okay.
reminder, you're looking for an electrician, here's a company, right? So that's how Facebook ads works. Basically, if you wanted the 50 to 60 mile range, then I would probably push more for the Google ads because that'll get you there. The local map is only going to target 10 miles tops, what Google considers your local area, 5 to 10 miles around your zip code for the local map. If you went with our Premier Platinum package that includes the Google Ads with the new and business rate, I can get it discounted for you to $499 a month. Now, we'll come with a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment you're looking at is $598 to get it started, $499 every month after that. But that'll, in fact, give you two spotlight positions on Google. So you'll have the Google Local Map, right, as well as the Google Ads, content creation on Bing. We will include a website for you because he mentioned that you don't have a website currently. There's not one I'm missing, right?
No, we don't have a current.
Okay. So we would build you a website. We would host that website and maintain it. We'll attach it wherever your business is listed. And then we also cover the mobile platform. Anyone who's using their iPhone, Android, or tablet to search for your services will also find you on that first page. If you'd like, we can build you the business Facebook page too. It's actually created through your personal page. And if so, that way you have access to it. No one's going to see the personal page, but at least you would have a business Facebook page, you know, if you wanted people to reference to there. We just wouldn't be doing Facebook ads. Okay. So this would be one option for you.
Okay. But I don't have a Facebook page.
Do you have a personal page?
No.
You ever go on Facebook at all? Oh, well then, I mean, if you don't have to have the Facebook if you don't want to. It's just all Facebook business pages are created using a personal page. Like for me, myself, if I had a side business and I wanted a business Facebook page, I would create it through my own personal Facebook. And then now I have access to my business Facebook page. You don't have to have one. I would say if you wanted Facebook ads then, Roy, then yeah, we would need to build you one. But it's just an option for you. Basically, like you even having a personal page, I'll tell you this. You don't have to have friends or even pictures on there. You open up a personal page, give us a link, we create your business one. Real simple.
Okay.
But again, it's an option for you. It's included if you want it. It's not costing you more. In other words.
Yeah. And what do you need for the Google Ads?
For the Google Ads, okay, so for us to set you up, basically it's just us verifying your business name, the phone number you want listed. We go over some notes, you and I, like as far as like the services you want to be found for, okay? We're going to send you also an email. So if I'm not mistaken, let me take a look. You already have your Google Business profile, so all you would need to do is add us on as managers to your profile page. You continue to hold the ownership. We're just listed as managers. Then what I do is I set up a client interview with my technician. Once we get you all set up and the billing done, I schedule a client interview with my technician so that way they can go over all your keywords, go over the Google Ads campaign, the areas that you want to target, because that's really honestly where the magic is going to happen. Not so much with me, although I think it is, but it's not. And we would be managing the Google Ads for you. Now, you're not going to incur additional click fees, okay, because you're paying a flat rate. What we're going to do is actually, Roy, take $300 of that $499, and we're going to allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So that's why I say you won't incur any click fees. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Now, you will also have a customized tracking and reporting system, which for me is actually the beauty of the program. You're not just taking our word for it that this program is working. So you'll be able to track how many times you came up in the search results, where they're performing the location of the search, how many times it clicked on your ad. I mean, you can track all of it, okay? Of course, if at any time you want to add keywords, you feel like running a promotion or changing any of your content, you can do so. But you're going to have an assistance of an account management team here that's going to be dedicated to your account. So we assist you with all of it. But, of course, everything would be starting with me. Okay? And it's a month-to-month program.
All right, so we pay, what, $600? We get a landing page or a website. Some Facebook ads.
You're going to get the Google ads, not the Facebook ads. So if you pay $598 today, We're going to optimize mm-hmm. your Google business profile, the one that you currently have to the first page. We're going to manage it there and maintain it. You're going to also have the Google Ads. We're going to also do content creation on Bing. We're going to build you a website, attach it, host it, and maintain it. Okay. If you would like us to build you the business Facebook page, we can, but you got to have a personal page. We're not going to do Facebook advertising though. Okay. And then we cover the mobile platform.
Later.
Yeah.
What would you need me, to provide you? Would you need any other information for me, or you guys would just be set after we?
No, pretty much we would be set. Basically, the process is you and I are going to verify the information. We're going to go over billing. We're going to go over your notes. I'm going to schedule your client interview. If I'm looking at the schedule today, if you have time today, I can get you in for your client interview between either 2 and 3 o'clock or 3 to 4. The sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. So the timeline from when you complete your client interview, 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories, 7 to 14 days, your Google Ads and your website are live. Those are visible. What we're always going to state in our terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google in the local map, we're always going to tell you 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be our promise. I've seen it sometimes happen sooner, but I'm still going to give you that timeline because in your case, it could happen sooner. Because you already have the Google profile. It's not like we're having to create all that or get you verified. But I'm still going to give you that timeline because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Make sense?
Uh-huh. Okay. So what happens in the client interview?
The client interview, basically what they're going to be doing, Roy, is they're going to be discussing with you. They're going to re-verify basically all the information that you and I verified. They're going to talk to you about the Google Ads. They're going to go over more of your keywords, your search terms, the areas that we're targeting. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to tell you where to send the pictures to, okay? Also, with the websites that we create, we can set it up where if you want it set up where they book appointments with you through that site, we can do that too. Or if you want them to chat with you live on that site, we can set that up too. So they're going to be discussing all of those things with you during the client interview. The client interview, I'll tell you, it'll take about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. And you don't need to be
so we'll need so we'll need pictures and stuff to submit to you guys?
I would recommend if there's content like photos of work that you guys have done, I would recommend us having those pictures because we would want to showcase your work. You know what I mean? If you don't have any, then obviously we're going to use stock photos until when you do. Because, again, we want your work to be showcased, right? I think that would make more sense.
Yeah, we got stuff. It's just a matter of I would have to coordinate with people to get the pictures and the videos and stuff that.
Yeah, no, of course. So, you know, it's just, even if we don't do your client interview today and you're more comfortable with doing the client interview on Monday, that's fine too. The sooner we can get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving. You know what I mean?
Okay. And so the Google Ads would be running within 2 weeks?
Yep. 7 to 14 days are when the Google Ads are live.
Okay, and then you said 60 days before we'd be on the first page.
45. I would say 45 to 60 days is the timeline that we give for the first page placement, and I'm talking about the local map, right? Now, of course, that does always take a little bit longer. This is why we're able to do everything else sooner because we know it's important, too, for you to start getting those calls as quickly as possible. Also, keep in mind, I don't know if you're aware with the Google Ads, you can use up to, I believe it's 50 keywords and search terms. You can change them at any time. Our technicians have the database, so they'll go over that with you, you know, because obviously we want to use the ones that are the most suitable that are going to get you the best return and get you within those search results.
Okay. All right. So let me see. I don't have my wallet on me, so let me, you guys are called Local Splash?
Yeah, let me do this while we're on the phone. Do you get text messages on this number that we're speaking on by chance?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me do this. Now, have you ever heard of the Google Guaranteed Program? Are you familiar with it? You'll see them like at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Roy, that's a program too. That's a really good program. So Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created where you see you pay per lead, right? But the lead is actually going to come to you in the form of a phone call and you don't share it with anyone. It's only being sent to you. Okay. But there are requirements for that program. They're going to require a background check. So they're going to ask for your social. So that way they can run your background check. They want to make sure you don't have felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. Okay. Now they're also going to require certificate of liability insurance, whatever your state requires. And it looks like they're also requiring the Washington State Electrical Contractor's License. Is that the license that you carry?
We do. For the Seattle area, we carry it under 253 electrical.
Okay. Because it looks like, and I'm basing this off of the zip code that's on your Google Business Profile page. It just says Washington State Electrical Contractor's License. That's the only one that I'm seeing that's popping up for the Google Guaranteed Program.
The contractor's license we use for the Seattle area that we're transitioning is from 253 electrical. Is that going to be an issue or?
I don't know. You know what? I would have to find out. I could dig a little bit deeper into that, but at least let me explain to you how that program works because it could always be an option for you too. Okay. So Google Guaranteed also, you have to have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google Business Profile, which, let me go back to your profile. I just had it up. Where'd it go? Okay, you have 4. You need one more. Okay, so now with the Google Guaranteed Program, you can cover wherever your license and insurance covers you. If that's the whole state, you could cover the whole state if you wanted. Okay?
Okay.
But there's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application, you fill it out, we push it through to Google to get it approved, okay? Once you get approved, we would follow up with you to let you know you've been approved. Now, the approval process, that takes a little bit longer. It actually takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, okay? But, you know, I've seen sometimes where people have been approved within 4 weeks. But, again, it's 4 to 8 weeks is what we're going to tell you. So,
on those things you said you needed to provide your social, do I provide my social or my employee's social?
Well, this is where
they don't
see
me.
Okay, who are they face to face with? Like doing estimates,
face to face
payments
with the employees.
Okay, so this is where it can get a little tricky, and I'll tell you why. If you're 100% sure that your employees have no felonies, they have clean records, then you would list them to have the background check ran on them as well. Not just you, also your employees. But if one of your employees, let's just say something comes back that there's something on their record, they will automatically disqualify you. So I'm going to be super transparent on this. You want to make sure if you did that program that whoever you're listing absolutely has no criminal record because they'll go back 7 years or further.
So their city count is on there, and I think they're on the Google Guarantee. So is Azure Wish and a couple other companies, but I know for a fact, because they used to work for me too, that there's a bunch of people with felonies on there.
It's probably because they didn't run their background check on those employees. It's probably because they're the only ones that got the background check put on them, to be quite honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
That's
so
interesting.
Yeah. You know, nowadays, I don't put it past people. I'm not saying that that's what they did, but that is a possibility because I know for a fact, I mean, I've talked with business owners that have told me, Nadine, you know what? I have something on my record and I ask them, how long has it been? 5 years. I go, you know what? wait at least 3 more years before you even attempt Google Guaranteed, because even at 7 years, I would still say, you know what, give it 1 more year, because if they run it and that pops up, they're going to disqualify you. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just trying to. But how does that even work if Google is going to keep being trustworthy? If, like, I know for a fact that, so they train electricians in prison. So it's part of the Washington training program to get electrical licensed when you get out. So there's, like, I would say probably 40% of all the electricians in the state have felonies.
Well, it all depends, because I don't know, because I know, like, felonies in California, you know what I mean, could be different for felonies, like, in other states, right? Like, it's not a felony for people here in California to get caught with weed. You know what I mean? Like, you don't go to jail for that anymore. I know in other states, you get busted for marijuana, guess what? You're like, you're going to prison. You know what I mean? Laws are just so different everywhere. I know, I mean, I don't know how deep they get into it, but I know, I'm told, if anyone has a felony, they don't look at misdemeanors and they don't look at DUIs, right? But if anyone has a felony, you know what I mean? Then, yeah, then they're going to disqualify them. I'll give you a perfect example. I have a girlfriend. She's a very, very good friend of mine. You know, I'm almost like a mom to her, right? She's never done prison time ever, but because of the different charges that she has had that have been considered a felony, although she did county time, they're considered felonies on her record. Even though she didn't do prison, she didn't go to prison for them. She did, like, at least a year in county, but they are considered actual felonies. So that's why she's considered a felon. And she's trying to get, she's in fact trying to get into her, where she's trying to become an alcohol and drug counselor. And she's having to now fight to try to get those expunged, because there's a certain, certification she's trying to get, and she can't have felonies. So she's trying to get that those records expunged. And I'm like, okay, but you never actually went to prison. She goes, no, but because they're felonies, even though I only did county time, is what's holding me back. So I say every state is different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Google Guaranteed requirements. And I know it's kind of like, you know, but if people are being dishonest on an application, you know what I mean? Google's not going to chase them down and say, do you have your employee out there doing the estimate? You know?
That's what I was trying to chew on. Like, if you go to Google Guarantee, and Google Guarantee says that it guarantees that everybody's been screened with for no felonies, right? And I send an employee out after you screen me, and I send an employee out to a location that turns out he has a felony. Is that a false advertisement?
Not necessarily, because that employee is doing the work. They're not the one actually estimate, you see what I'm saying? Like, they're not the actual person doing the estimate, because so on the Google Guaranteed application, it's who is the owner, and they want backgrounds on the person that's actually doing the estimate. That's the person that's, you know, saying, this is what it's going to cost. Here's your invoice. You're going to pay this. Let's take the payment. That's what they're concerned about, right? I don't know how deep
they want to do a background check on the owner. And they want to do it on the project manager. Is that correct?
That's what I would say. I mean, unless, and it'll ask you on the application, do you have employees, right? How many employees do you have? And basically what I tell them is this, if that employee is face to face with that client and they're taking that payment, then yeah, you want that background check ran on them. They're handling your money. They're giving them an estimate. They're almost acting like a project manager, right?
I mean,
is how I would see it.
Project managers.
It's okay. Like, you know, I mean, it's like an option for you, right? I just, you know, like I said, I'm just giving the information that this is what they ask for. This is what they're going to look for. You know, this is what's required if, you know, they want to start that program. Honestly, I can even tell you this, okay? you can do the Google Guaranteed program on your own, and it doesn't cost you anything for the application fee. I'll be straight out with you. You know what I mean? If we're getting you set up with that, then yeah, we charge the application fee. But in all honesty, Roy, if you're ever interested in that program, you can also go on there too, and you can start the process yourself. It won't cost you anything. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'll look into that later after I check out
my
project managers, and then I'll get those guys verified. None of them should have any felonies. But our workers,
it would be a good program for you. I think so. I hear what you're, listen, I got felons in my family. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't, listen, they're everywhere. We all make mistakes. You know what I mean? And honestly, I'm glad that they do programs like that in the prisons, because these guys come out, and even women, and it's like, if they haven't been given anything to try to rehabilitate themselves, when they come out, they're coming out to a world. Some of them have been locked up for years. You know what I mean? And they're coming to a whole different world. You know, things have changed. How are they going to survive or even change or turn their life around if they're not set up?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anywhere, like, other than the trades, I can't think of anywhere you can work with felonies. Everywhere else?
No.
I think even Uber drivers can't have felonies.
Listen,
so there's nowhere
my
else you can
uncle,
work with a felony than the trade.
I'll tell you, my uncle was away for years. When he came out, he didn't even last that long. He went right back in. He just, it was too much for him. He's like, everything changed from where he lived. I mean, considering he lost, my aunt left him, you know, the kids, like, you know, and after he comes out after, and I mean, I'm talking, he was gone at least 10 years. When he came back, it was like, he's always easier for me to be in there. I don't got to worry about a job, or like, he couldn't get a job out here. Like, it was just rough for him. It was hard. So he was just like, forget it. You know what I mean? And so that's what I mean. If they're not doing anything to try to rehabilitate them in there, it makes it very difficult for them when they come out. Because, yeah, no one's going to hire felons.
Okay.
Not even, you know?
Yeah.
So
let's move forward. Can you give me a call this afternoon, and I'll have my credit card handy. We'll move forward.
Of course.
With
a good time to call you. Yeah, of course. With a good time to call you.
About 2:30?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that. Okay, Roy. So I'll give you a call at 2:30, and then did you get my text?
Let me see.
I did send you a text with my contact info, just in case. I mean, if you needed to call me earlier, what have you, or if you needed me to call you later, you could even reply
for
to
sure.
the text.
Yeah. I got your text. So just to reiterate,
okay.
It's going to be, what is it, $495?
I'm going to actually email you everything, $598. I'm going to email it all to you.
$598?
What's the best email? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go with this one. It'll go to everybody. So everybody B.Ryan, R-A-I-N, B, lowercase B, dot, R-A-I-N, S-U-P-P-L-A-X, @gmail.com.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat it back to you. B as in boy, dot, and you said Rain?
Yep.
R-A-I-N. And then S-U-P-P-L-A-X @gmail.com.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. I'm going to send you, it'll be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It'll say Google Advertising. I'll go ahead and notate everything included in there with the pricing monthly and the $99 setup fee. Okay? And then I'll give you a call. You said about 2:30 is best for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, then. I'll talk to you later on.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.